Hi, Alex.
Hi there, Steve.
Well, it's a sunny day here in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Still a little cool for this time of year.
Yes, it is. I've noticed that, actually.
Yeah. Vancouver lost in the finals of the Stanley Cup playoffs. A small group of absolute idiots decided they would destroy a bunch of property downtown.
Yes. What is called a riot.
A riot. Gave the city a black eye, so to speak. Hopefully they're able to identify most of those people, because there were a lot of people taking pictures.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people taking pictures, videos, all sorts of different things. And, of course, there's security cameras, which probably didn't cross their minds, but...
And you know, I hope that those people end up having to pay for the damages.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point sending those people to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means that the taxpayer has to pay for their room and board.
Yeah.
What should happen is that their wages get garnished until they have paid off the damage.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I think it's... But, you know, it's funny. I think people, when they're in a mob, the brain is turned off, and they get caught up in this other feeling of, wow, isn't it fun to overturn cars and burn and loot?
It's the mob mentality where, you know, someone, if you talk to them one-on-one versus in a crowd of 30 people or 3,000 people, they're a completely different person.
I know.
Yeah.
What a disgrace. Anyway... I hope that wasn't you. That there was a guy there, Alex. No.
You're back from Russia.
I'm back from Russia. Mm-hmm. I can say that the trip exceeded my expectations.
Ah, good to hear.
I was initially in Berlin for a day because we have some business dealings there, and then I was in Latvia for a day and a half, where I've been to both places before.
Okay.
And then finally, you know, having spent the last 4 years, you know, an hour a day, most days learning Russian, I finally got a chance to travel to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was really exciting. So I arrived in St. Petersburg Airport, walked through the airport smooth as can be. Like, mm-hmm. I had images of, you know, all kinds of bureaucratic, you know, whatever, long delays and stuff. It was no big deal at all. Walked right through, got my bag very quickly. I was met by Eugene, as you know, Evgeny, who is our programmer, who lives in St. Petersburg.
Mm-hmm.
Just an awfully nice guy. We took a cab in. It was 700 or 800 rubles.
So what is the conversion rate from rubles to dollars?
Roughly, it's 30 rubles to the dollar.
Okay.
28, 27, something like that.
Okay.
In my own mind, it was always 30.
Right.
And the day that I arrived was the day of the city. It was the 300th anniversary of something.
Oh, okay.
Or 311th. I don't know what it was, but it was just full of people,
mm-hmm.
very good-natured people.
Mm.
No rioting or anything. Mm. Rock bands, folk music, people waving flags. I went up to this one family and I said, you know, where do I buy a flag? It had this sort of flag, 200 whatever, day of the city. And they said, oh, here, you take one. And I said, no. Oh, yes. And that was kind of the way people were, just very, very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my introduction. And then I took a boat on the, and of course they have lots of canals, you know, it's the Venice of the North, so to speak. And most of the older part of the city where we walk around as tourists is a very large area that was built basically in the 18th and 19th centuries, perhaps early 20th to some extent, but mostly it's old. And so you're in these canals and there's these very opulent palaces where the royal family and these, you know, the leading, you know, aristocrats and so forth would live. So it was just spectacular.
It sounds like a very interesting experience. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I guess one thing that probably was very impacting was the fact that all this stuff that you'd seen on paper, you know, you'd seen on the computer screen, was there right before your very eyes.
Right. Now, I had been to Leningrad, as it was, back in 1975, but I didn't remember it that well.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, I had a whole 6 days there. And I mean, the Hermitage Museum is a tremendous museum,
mm-hmm.
very well organized. And I've been to museums, you know, elsewhere, but it compares with Uffizi and in Florence. It compares very favorably to other museums. Lots to see, And I went to the Russian Museum where there's Russian artwork, and the Peter and Paul Fortress where there's a fortress and a prison and a church. And so there was just, and every day, and then with Eugene, we would sample either Russian food or Armenian food or mm-hmm. Uzbeki food or Georgian food. Yeah, it was really great, and lots of, and we met with our learners there. Mm-hmm. We had a meetup, so it was great. Yeah.
So the first 6 days were, excuse me, in St. Petersburg, right. And then after that,
well, I went up for 2 days to Vyborg.
Okay.
Which is a city that for a long time was part of Sweden, and I think largely inhabited by Finnish people,
mm-hmm.
because as you know, Finland was a part of Sweden for 500-600 years, and then I think it was a part of Finland, because Finland sort of became was detached from Sweden and was sort of like a semi-autonomous kingdom or something within Tsarist Russia,
mm.
and then it became independent, and then in the war between Russia and Finland in whenever it was, 1940 or 1939, 40 maybe, it was then captured by Russia.
Hmm.
And so you can sense that a lot of the Scandinavian feeling in the town, very nice natural surrounding, water, you know, it's a bit like Scandinavia, the ocean coming in there, lots of greenery. The city is a little more, less modern, let's say, than the Scandinavian cities, but very nice. And of course, Mikhail and Tatiana. Tatiana is one of my tutors at Link.
Okay.
I mean, they really looked after me. It mm-hmm. was phenomenal. Just a great, you know, we did dinner, and the next day we wandered around, had a coffee, visited here and there mm-hmm. and stuff. And and then I went up on the commuting train, really, from St. Petersburg. It's only about an hour. No, it actually worked out to be, 2.5 hours, because the train is, you sit on these hard wooden seats, okay, and it mm-hmm. stops. It's a milk train. It stops every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So it was a long way.
Mm-hmm.
But it was great. On the way back, I should say, that there's no toilet on this train.
Oh, really?
And on the way back, the following day, I needed to go to the bathroom so badly. I figured, it's only another half hour into St. Petersburg, and then it just got and I finally just got off in what was the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And had a pee. But fortunately, there was another train about 20 minutes later, so okay. I was able to continue. But
yeah.
Anyway, 2.5 hour train ride, no toilet.
Yeah, it's probably pretty tough, eh?
Well, next time you make sure you go to the bathroom before you get on the train.
Yeah.
And then the next day I took the high-speed train mm-hmm. Down to Moscow.
Okay.
And many things are very efficient, like the metro system, the subway system is in St. Petersburg and in Moscow, very efficient.
Mm-hmm.
They have these automatic, you buy these electronic cards that you just flash at mm-hmm. the wicket, and it keeps track, like if you've bought 10 rides, and it keeps track of those rides, and when you're done, you throw the card away.
Right.
And similarly with my ticket, which Eugene had ordered for me, I had to go to the train station, put in my passport information, and out came my ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my ticket there. I traveled second class. I cannot imagine how comfortable first class might have been, because mm-hmm. second class was absolutely very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. So that was a nice train.
And how far was it? How long did it take from St. Petersburg to Moscow?
It was 4 hours and some, and it's a 600, more than 600 kilometers. Like the train okay. reaches speeds of 250 mm-hmm. kilometers an hour,
mm-hmm.
I believe. I read somewhere that there have been some accidents with people getting hit by this train.
Oh,
and
really?
As a result, there are some villages where they pelt the train with eggs and tomatoes and rocks or something. But I didn't happen to our run, so yeah. There's been a bit of controversy there.